Richland Center.
ABC News is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 18 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Protesters removed from the hearing room as Secretary of State Antony Blinken testifies about the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan.
Are you in the house? You can sleep at night when you're killing so many kids.
Blinken telling House of Foreign Affairs Committee that no one anticipated the Afghan government would collapse as quickly as it did 3 years ago when U.S. troops pulled out. Inflation holding steady month to month and year to year. Today's Consumer Price Index report could spell another interest rate cut next week. But after that, says ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
Economists are saying we could see the Fed pause these interest rate cuts early next year as they wait to see where inflation heads. We know it's moving closer to the Fed's 2% target. It's just that last mile, so to speak, has been a tough one to get inflation to that point.
Still fighting extradition to New York, Luigi Mangione, the 26-year-old. Accused of murdering healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week in Manhattan. This is ABC News. The Wisconsin husband and father of three, who police say faked his own death during a kayaking trip, is now back in the U.S. Police say Ryan Borgard dumped his phone in a lake, then traveled to Eastern Europe to connect with a woman he'd met online.
Ryan Borgard's name appearing in the Green Lake County Police database overnight, suggesting he is in custody. No charges have been filed, but a press conference is scheduled for later today. It's the latest twist in the case of the 45-year-old Borgard, who was originally reported missing in August when he didn't come home after kayaking, but authorities later saying he faked his own disappearance.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Now you can buy a car on Amazon. It's one-stop shopping to browse, finance, and yes, arrange pickup for a car. For now, the e-commerce giant's exclusively offering Hyundais through Amazon Auto. Customers can choose from inventory in 48 cities, and dealers have a chance to connect with a broader pool of potential buyers. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Kenny here. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be open Monday, December 23rd and Tuesday, December 24th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-order your Christmas cookies, pies, and cakes by December 18th. Not sure what to get? A gift card makes a perfect stocking stuffer. Stop in, order online, or give us a call. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel. A family company.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is 18 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for cloudy skies with breaks of sunshine, breezy and chilly with some leftover flurries at times, highs in the low 20s with northwest winds 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy and bitter cold, maybe some flurries early this evening, then partly cloudy, wind chills as low as 15 to 20 below zero, a low of 12 below with northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy in the morning and very cold with a high of 11, west-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, tapering to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. In Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 10 miles per hour, and after a high early this morning of 23, we're at our daytime low of 18 degrees.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
It is a cloudy 18 degrees in Richland Center at 12:10. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Administrator Candace Pesch announced at last night's county board meeting that it would be her last meeting. She will be stepping down as administrator effective next month. The county board was also faced with appointing a county treasurer. Former treasurer Jeffrey Even had filed for candidacy for the November election before accepting a job in Platteville. He was unable to remove his name from the ballot because it was past the deadline for removal. As a result, his name was the only one on the ballot for treasurer, and he was declared the winner. At the time of his departure, the board had appointed Ashley Mott to fill his term. After winning the latest election, Jeffrey Even had to submit a letter to inform the board he did not wish to fill it. As a result, the board appointed Ashley Mott to continue as the county treasurer. Richland County employees will be getting a raise. The board approved a new county wage scale. Some may see more of an increase than others to help balance the scales for those who have been underpaid. And it was also reported that several buildings not in use at the campus will have the water shut off and the heat turned way down to conserve energy and cut costs. Pesch also noted that they are working on a memorandum of understanding with the Richland School District for use of the gymnasium at the campus. A public hearing on the 2025 budget for the City of Richland Center was held last night by the Common Council of the City of Richland Center. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant presented accomplishments from 2024 and the needs of 2025. The proposed budget shows $10,195,587 in revenue and $10,734,882 in expenditures, leaving a deficit of $539,295. As a result, funding from the fund balance will be used to fund one-time capital outlay projects. A property tax in the amount of $2.3 million to fund the expenses of city government as contained in the 2025 budget summary was approved to levy on all taxable property in the City of Richland Center. This means that the mill rate will go from $9.04 to $9.22. While the mill rate is increasing, the net mill rate is decreasing from $29.67 to $28.94, which means the residents of the city should see a decrease in the city portion of their taxes. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. An interesting new classroom at the University of Wisconsin-Superior is almost set to begin its journey to the school. The university has developed a floating classroom to be used as a research vessel and teaching environment on Lake Superior, and it's currently getting the finishing touches at a shipyard in Louisiana. After being fully completed, the floating classroom will be sailed up to the school, and officials are expecting it to arrive sometime this spring. They say the classroom will be used for both STEM students and liberal arts students. Wisconsin farmers will soon see more raw milk testing for avian flu as national regulators attempt to halt the spread of the disease. So far, there have been no confirmed cases of the virus in the state, despite confirmed cases in neighboring Minnesota, Michigan, and Iowa. Under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new testing strategy, states like Wisconsin, which have so far been unaffected, will have the frequency of sampling decreased after several rounds. Cows must also be tested before fairs or exhibitions and interstate travel. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. This year's report covers 20 years of state air monitoring data for air pollutants regulated under the Clean Air Act, including ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. The report presents data from the 2023 calendar year, including the historic 2023 Canadian wildfire smoke events. According to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center, 15 million hectares, about 2 million acres larger than the state of Wisconsin, burned in 2023. That is more than six times the annual average in Canada. Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 PM 2.5 air quality advisories, almost five times higher than the average over the previous 12 years. PM 2.5 advisories are issued when air quality has reached or is expected to reach the orange unhealthy for sensitive groups level on the air quality index. The design values used to assess PM 2.5 concentrations are calculated over a three-year period. This year's trends report shows an increase in PM 2.5 concentrations for the most recent period covering 2021 to 2023. Despite the jump caused by 2023's wildfire smoke, overall, PM 2.5 concentrations have decreased 25% in the last 20 years, and all monitors measured concentrations below the 2012 federal air quality standards. The report shows that over the last 20 years, statewide ozone concentrations have decreased by 15%. For decades, ozone concentrations have been dropping across the state. However, that trend has slowed. Last year's wildfire smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which combined with recent warmer-than-usual summers contributed to increased ozone concentrations. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants from power plants, industry, and transportation in the state. However, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard because most ozone-causing emissions are transported across state boundaries and are outside Wisconsin's control. The 2024 Air Quality Trends Report, Story Map, and other historical reports are available on the DNR's Air Quality Trends webpage. Current Wisconsin air quality conditions can be found on the Wisconsin Air Quality Monitoring Data webpage. Governors and lawmakers in Republican-led states are rolling out plans that could aid President-elect Donald Trump's effort to deport millions of people living in the U.S. illegally. A growing number of states are proposing legislation to give local law officers the power to arrest people in the country illegally. Other legislation filed ahead of next year's sessions would require law enforcement agencies to notify federal immigration officials when they take someone into custody who is in the country illegally. This is even if the charges are unrelated to their immigration status. Some Democratic-led states already are talking about how to resist some of Trump's immigration policies. Pro-Palestinian protesters who disrupted a University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting last week will be cited. According to UW-Madison police, all 19 individuals arrested will receive a citation for violating a policy on intentionally creating noise that unreasonably interfered with sponsored or authorized activity. One protester is getting an additional citation for spitting on food inside the meeting room. UW police officers warned the group to stop disrupting the meeting, but they refused and continued before being arrested. Eight protesters were affiliated with UW-Madison, two were UW-Madison alumni, four were affiliated with UW-Milwaukee, and five had no UW affiliation. UW La Crosse is adding two news majors to satisfy growing workforce needs. The engineering physics and data science majors will open for enrollment in the fall of 2025 and be typical four-year degrees. According to UWL, the engineering physics degree will focus on the physical and mathematical fundamentals of mechanical, civil, optical, and materials engineering. The new data science major is designed to help address the increasing demand for skilled professionals in Wisconsin and beyond. The number of data science jobs is projected to grow by 36% nationally over the next decade. The two new majors were approved by the Board of Regents during a meeting last week. It's 18 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Beware of utility scams. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hey, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. The countdown to Christmas is happening. Do you still have people on your list to buy that perfect gift for? Bring your list into the Creative Outlet, where we feature handmade gifts, craft supplies, and brand name clothes at resale prices. You're sure to find a unique gift for any budget. And don't forget, gift certificates are also available at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 18 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:22. During the winter, utility bill costs are usually on the rise due to the need of heat to keep warm during cold temperatures. Scammers are aware of this and threaten to disconnect consumers' utilities for various reasons so they can make money. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
This seems to be our annual reminder because we certainly see spikes in the phone calls and messages that come during this time of year. And so we want to remind everybody how this scam works. The scammers contact consumers claiming to represent a local utility company, and they often manipulate the caller ID by spoofing that phone number, making it look local. They mention work orders during the telephone conversation, billing statements, truck numbers, and other very specific details that make it seem legitimate that a truck is on its way to do a disconnection.
Utility disconnection tactics are used to strike fear into the consumer that is contacted by the scammer.
They just want consumers to act out of this fear before they get a chance to stop and think. So they use very high-pressure tactics and often ask for immediate payment during that phone call. Again, they indicate that your bills may be delinquent or overdue for other reasons, you know, inappropriate paperwork, and that they're going to be doing a disconnection. So hang up on these, and if you are at all concerned that it's legitimate, always reach out to your local utility company directly to work out a billing or a payment system or find out about alternative resources that may be available to you.
Never let a scammer trick you into thinking your utilities will be disconnected. There is currently a moratorium in effect to help prevent disconnection.
The moratorium on utility disconnections is active right now. It goes until April 15th. And consumers who need assistance with their utility bills should reach out when they need that assistance and not wait until spring, because it just adds extra stress that's not needed and could create a situation where you could fall victim to one of these utility scams. But you can reach out for energy assistance by calling the statewide customer care center or visit energyandhousing.wi.gov. You can get water assistance by calling the statewide customer care center as well. You can always reach out for other resources and options by calling 211 and seeing what's available in your county and community.
To reach out for utility assistance by phone, you can contact the Energy and Water Assistance Customer Care Center at 1-800-506-5596. Also, if you are a victim of a utility disconnect scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges you to practice early winter ice safety on all of Wisconsin's water bodies, and remember that no ice is safe ice. The temperature swings that mark the final weeks of every year can create ice covers. The ice covers hide the currents, debris, and underground springs still feeding lakes and rivers. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but they are monitored locally. Local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops are the best sources for local current ice conditions. However, the best idea for safe winter fun is to enjoy outings without travel over ice. If the outing does involve travel over a water body, remember every water body has its own characteristics. Check if the lake has inlets, outlets, or narrows, is spring-fed, or has currents which can thin the ice. Some smaller lakes can have aerators that are run throughout the winter, either covering a large area towards the center of the lake, or may have smaller aerators placed by private property landowners adjacent to their shore and/or piers. Equally as important is to stay alert for pressure ridges or ice heaves. These can be dangerous due to thin ice and open water, and often are created move or grow with changes in temperatures and high winds. Additional safety tips include carry a cell phone and let people know where you are going and when you'll return home. Wear proper clothing and equipment, including a personal flotation device or float coat to help you stay afloat and to help slow body heat loss. Take an extra pair of mittens or gloves so your hands can remain dry and warm. Wear creepers attached to boots to prevent slipping on clear ice. Carry a spud bar to check the ice while walking to new areas. Carry a couple of spikes and the length of light rope in an easily accessible pocket to help pull yourself or others out of the ice. Do not travel in unfamiliar areas or at night. Have a plan in place noting where you will be and when you plan to return, along with leaving a written note of your plans. It is also recommended to keep a charged cell phone. If the worst happens and you happen to fall in, here's what to do. Carry a couple of handheld spikes and a length of light rope in an easy accessible pocket or inside your sleeves to help pull yourself or others out of the ice. If you fall in, remain as calm as possible, and while attempting to assist yourself out of the water, call for help as soon as you can. Anyone who attempts to rescue you also is recommended to use a rope or something similar to avoid falling through as well. Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 and Auxiliary is conducting its annual Christmas collection today until 3 o'clock at the Richland County Bank. The items collected for local veterans meet their individual needs and wants to make a great Christmas present. A variety of new items as well as monetary donations are being accepted. Items include shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for both men and women, body lotion, snacks and sweets, playing cards and puzzles, stamps, clothing and shoes. No used items are being accepted. Checks should be made out to VFW Post 2267 Christmas Fund. Please secure your donated items in sturdy boxes or bags. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Jason Barlow. It's 28 minutes past 12 o'clock and 18 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC child and adolescent psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 18 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon, December 11th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held Friday at 1 at the Highland Presbyterian Church. Friends may call at the Highland Presbyterian Church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 1. A luncheon will follow at the Highland Historical Society. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Dove Healthcare Fenimore. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home Highland is serving the family. Lennis Gilbertson is survived by 5 children, Jim and Sue White of Green Bay, Christy Creel, Kathy and Larry Nondorf, Jeannie and Neil Welsh, and Jennifer White, all of Highland. 14 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, siblings Peggy and Galen Fry Miller, and Stanley and Jane Fry, many nieces and nephews, and her best friend, Joanne Schmitz. Lennis Marie Gilbertson, age 86. Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center, died December 3rd at Pine Valley Community Village. A graveside service with local military honors will be held Saturday at 10 at the Button Cemetery in Gotham. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted with arrangements. Ken Pardoon is survived by 2 sons, Michael and Diane Pardoon, and Rick and Kendra Pardoon, and 3 grandchildren. Kenneth H., Ken Pardoon, 95 of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly November 28th at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Survivors of Larry Kataravic include his wife Christine, son, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert and Catherine Kataravic of Pewaukee, Matthew and Laura Kataravic of Tomahawk, and Larissa Kataravic of Sun Prairie. Stepdaughter Paula Ashbrenner, Ashbrenner and Todd, 5 grandchildren, 2 step-grandchildren, A sister, Diane Kataravic and Robert Anglin of Madison, nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75 of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County. Mary Frances Harms, 94 of Muscadet, died November 25th at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Harms is survived by her daughter, Linda and Creighton Cox of Embarrass, Minnesota, two step-grandchildren, three step-great-grandchildren, special nieces, Pat Peterson, Sandra Foley, and Karen Radke, special friend Danny Wolf, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82, of Avoca, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 27th at 2 o'clock at the Avoca Bible Church. Burial with military rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Avoca Bible Church Friday, December 27th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Logie Swinehart is survived by his wife of 55 years, Bertha, three children, John and Christy Swinehart of Avoca, Gina and Mike Wardell of Bethlehem, Georgia, and Daniel and Tanya Swinehart of Mineral Point. Former daughter-in-law, Lisa Swinehart of Honolulu, 11 grandchildren, sister-in-law, Joan Swinehart of Antigo, special friends, Clarence and Sharon Johnson, and Dennis Wardell, also many special neighbors and close friends. Logan Miles, Logie Swinehart, 82 of Avoca. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca, died December 3rd. A private family burial will be held in the Bloom City Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ashley Bird is survived by her daughter Lillian, mother Tammy Banker, father Terry Bird, sister Eve Hill, grandparents Delbert and Ariel Banker, and many other relatives and friends. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca.
When car trouble strikes, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here for you. Known for quality collision repairs and outstanding service, we ensure your car is in expert hands. And with our complimentary loaners, you'll stay mobile and stress-free. At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we pride ourselves on excellence and our stellar reputation. Choose us for your auto body collision repair needs and see why our customers keep coming back. Drop by today on Elm Street in Boscobel or reach us at 608-375-4434.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out to Bill and Nancy Ewald and Zachary and Aaron Zebarth. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a strong cold front plowing through Wisconsin right now, causing some snow showers, although most of them are tracking east of us at this point. But we could still have a few flurries here and there throughout the afternoon. Get ready for some sharply colder weather by tonight into tomorrow. Wind chill factors could be getting down close to 20 below zero, so please bundle up and be careful out there. A very short-lived cold blast, in fact, much warmer than normal temperatures, will build back in by the middle of the weekend and stick with us into early next week. Some more precipitation on the way as well. Looks like one blast coming through Saturday. Could be a sloppy mix. And then more rain on Monday, which might turn over to some snow Monday night along with some strong winds. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. A forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy to some breaks of sunshine. Breezy and chilly with a few leftover flurries at times. Highs in the low 20s. Northwest wind 12 to 25. Breezy and bitter cold tonight. Maybe some flurries early, then partly cloudy. Low near 2 below zero. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy to sunny. Breezy in the morning and very cold. High near 11. West-northwest wind 10 to 15, diminishing to 5 to 10 in the afternoon. As we head into Friday, sunshine through midday, then increasing clouds. A cold start at 2 below zero, but warming up to 25 in the afternoon. There is a 50% chance of a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain later Friday night. Friday night's low 24. Saturday, a high chance of wintry mix and rain tapering off toward evening. Maybe an inch of slushy snow accumulation in the morning, especially north. Low 24 again, high of 37. Sunday should be mild with a few peaks of sunshine. Low 29, high 42. And Monday, some rain likely, high 43. The rain may turn to snow Monday night and turning rather windy. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a cloudy 18 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 28, our low this morning, our current temperature of 18, our high today came early this morning at 23. The record high for this date, 55, set in 1991. The record low, 18 below, was set in 1958. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 24. Sunset tonight will be at 4:26, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:24. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.95, and we have received a dusting of snow so far today. It's currently a cloudy 18 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Genetic advancements help lead to beefier dairy calves. Up next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Traditional dairy breed steers have had limited slaughter value, but there's a trend now toward using beef breed genetics to boost that value. Olivia Genther-Schroeder of Purina.
Holsteins don't fit as well into the beef production system as our typical beef animals would. So when we mix the genetics, we maintain really good things that come from the Holstein breed, like marbling, but we bring in reduced days on feed and increased carcass yields that allow for an animal that is produced as a part of the dairy industry, but actually fit much better into the beef industry at the end of the day.
Genther Schroeder says dairy steers brought about half the value of beef steers in the past. She says that can change by bringing in beef genetics.
Producing a calf that is part beef and part dairy and really improving the value of what that calf is, because it is going to specifically go into beef production as opposed to dairy production. So we're really putting this calf into our beef raising system. So depending on how we feed them and how we manage them, we can certainly get them to harvest by 13 to 14 months of age.
A story from Penn State Extension notes the growing numbers of dairy steers going into the beef markets as native beef cattle numbers reached an all-time low. The article suggests this as a good way for dairy producers to boost profits. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The latest on the dispute between Illinois Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Make next year's harvest your best yet with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, which delivers long-lasting protection against above-ground insects and superior flexibility in weed control. The president of the American Farm Bureau Federation says he hopes the dispute with the Illinois Farm Bureau doesn't become a trend with other states. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the Iowa Farm Bureau annual meeting.
We don't want to set a dangerous precedent.
Zippy Duvall says the expulsion of Illinois Farm Bureau from AFBF was the right decision.
We think they violated the membership agreement.
He says he's optimistic similar situations won't occur with other state organizations, including Iowa Farm Bureau.
That concern is there, but I would tell you that our board of directors and all the farm bureaus across the country have been very united in how we approach this. I don't think there's anybody else out there thinking about it, but as leadership changes, as things change going down the road, who knows what might happen.
Duvall says for Illinois to return to AFBF,
they could reverse their decision. That would resolve it. Yeah, I'll just leave it there.
From Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Connecting research to ag startups. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more from the Great Lakes Fruit, Vegetable, and Farm Market Expo.
The Michigan State University Innovation Center serves as a link between researchers and solutions for agricultural challenges. Juliet Miller tells Brownfield.
Most of the technologies have not been developed to the point where a company is commercializing them. And what we're hoping is to connect the researchers with the growers and the industry professionals here to collaboratively move the technologies forward.
She points to a startup company that was launched in the last year that uses in-field sensor technology developed at MSU and automates potential management decisions.
They already have quite a few of their units out in fields that people are able to use to understand, you know, what inputs they need and better understand the yield and the quality.
In Grand Rapids, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
A Minnesota dairy farmer is hoping for market stability in 2025. Dan Glessing tells Brownfield milk prices were okay this year.
But at the end of the day, we do need to see some sustained higher prices in order for those businesses to continue on. But looking forward, I've heard 25 is going to be better, and so I'm really hoping that is the case.
He says it's not good when production pushes processing.
So anything we can do to expand the processing capacity here in the state would be good.
Blessing is president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go to the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Wednesday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cattle markets are pretty quiet after the light trade Tuesday. That business was at 191 on the live basis in Kansas, steady with the previous week's weighted average, and at 191 live in Texas, a dollar higher. The earlier than normal activity might be a sign some buyers are short-bought and in need of supplies, or that buyers in general want to get ahead of the slowdown for the weeks of Christmas and New Year's celebrations. Asking prices have been refreshed at 192 plus live in the South, with bids of 193 live in Nebraska and Colorado and 300 dressed in Nebraska. At the winter livestock cattle sale in Colorado, compared to the previous week, feeder steers weighing less than 500 pounds are mostly 5 to 9 higher, while 5 to 6 weight steers were 4 to 10 lower, and steers weighing 600 pounds and heavier are mostly up 7 to 10. Feeder heifers weighing less than 550 were mostly 2 to 10 lower, and feeder heifers weighing more than 550 were mostly 2 to 8 higher. Trade activity and demand were moderate to good. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 550 to 650 pounds reported at 280 to 335. 7 to 8 weight steers sold at 248 to 276. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 4 to 500 pounds brought 300 to 342.50. 5 to 6 weight heifers range from 256 to 302.50. Box beef at midday was mixed with light movement. Choice was up 21 cents at $3.1194, and select was down 64 at $2.7901. Cash hog business is steady to higher with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. It looks like some buyers still need to acquire supplies after yesterday's solid negotiated movement at higher prices. Domestic demand remains inconsistent, but exports have been solid with the USDA's next round of weekly sales numbers out Thursday morning. National Direct Barrels and Gilts opened $1.85 higher with a weighted average of $82.43, while the Western Corn Belt was also up $1.85, averaging $82.60. The Butcher Hog Markets in Gardeville, Iowa and Dorchester, Wisconsin are steady at 52. Illinois Direct Sows are steady at 34 to 46 with moderate demand for heavy offerings. Pork at midday is down 65 cents at $92.49. Loins, hams, and bellies are sharply lower, canceling out the good gains in butts, picnics, and ribs. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to two more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas from everyone at Walsh's. Hey, this is Brian. We will be open Christmas Eve day from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close Christmas Day. And on New Year's Eve, we will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and close New Year's Day at both our Richland Center and Muscadet stores. From all of us at Walsh's Ace, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hogs are lower on Wednesday afternoon. Soybeans, corn, and cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today. They started lower but found support from near-term demand expectations. Crop development weather in South America generally remains favorable. January beans are up 5 at 9.99 and 3 quarters. March beans are 6 higher at 10.06 and a quarter. January soybean meal is up 40 cents at 292.40. January soybean oil is 12 points higher at 42.84. Corn's higher. The supply and demand numbers yesterday were bullish, with the USDA raising ethanol and export use projections. Corn's monitoring South America, with CONAB's updated numbers for Brazil out tomorrow. March is one higher at 450, and May corn's up 1.75 at 457. And wheat's higher. The USDA did raise the U.S. export guess, and while Russia's exports were lowered, the cut was less than expected. The trade continues to watch harvest activity in the southern hemisphere. March Chicago's up 4.5 at 566 and a quarter. March Kansas City's 3.5 higher at 569 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat's up 2 at 608 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are higher, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business, and we are starting to see trade develop in Nebraska. It's light so far at $300 on the dress basis, up $3 from last week. February live's $1.75 higher at $190.77. April's up $1.35 at $192. January feeders are $1.15 higher at $258.47. March feeders are up $1.40 at $258.85. And hogs are down, with pork lower at midday as traders remain uncertain about sustained domestic demand. February 30 lower at 84.27, and April's down 67 cents at 88.22. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Different consumption habits for protein. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Consumers today, especially younger consumers, are eating protein differently than previous generations. The days of a big hunk of meat at the center of the plate are shrinking, and instead there's a shift to more complementary protein consumption. Jan Archer is a North Carolina pork producer and past president of the National Pork Board.
They're cooking differently. They're cooking in Instapot. They're cooking in air fryers. They're not necessarily doing like my generation did. We would buy a pork shoulder or a pork butt and eat that all week. Our younger consumers don't do that. And they're also looking at different places for ideas for what to cook. They're not necessarily looking in a cookbook. They're ordering their food on Uber Eats. My children order their food at Walmart and go pick it up. They're not necessarily doing this election.
So one of the things the National Pork Board has been doing is meeting consumers where they're at. That might mean finding a targeted ad in your favorite shopping app.
Putting an ad on Ibotta, putting an ad in Uber Eats, putting an ad in the Food Network or Kitchen or Taste of Home, which is where younger people and our younger consumers tend to be looking for ideas.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The latest inflation indicator released by the Labor Department showing consumer prices ticked up slightly last month compared to a year ago, sending stocks soaring. ABC's Jim Ryan says the numbers for November are in line with analyst expectations.
Last month's year-over-year increase in prices for all items came in at 2.7% compared to 2.6% in October. Rising inflation would normally have the Federal Reserve considering a boost in interest rates. But when Fed officials meet next week, they're expected to lower a key rate by 0.25%.
The attorney representing Luigi Mangione says his client plans to plead not guilty to the murder of United Healthcare CEO last week in New York City. The 26-year-old being held in Pennsylvania prison on a gun charge while he fights extradition to New York. In Southern California,